Hello, everyone. Welcome. And today is, it is hump day. It is Wednesday, August 30th, 2023. I am Solidly's sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. As always, wherever you are, whatever platform you're listening, live or on the replay, welcome and much appreciation and thank you. There are many other podcasts you can listen to, but you listen to mine, so thank you. Hey, Frankie, welcome. Number one. Hope everyone's having a wonderful day and wherever you are, but it is a beautiful day here in sunny Southern California. It's hot, but it's beautiful. And if you are in the eye of the hurricane, stay safe. Okay, so let's get started. Okay, so honesty and hurt feelings. Does being honest hurt feelings? And when should you keep your mouth shut? Okay, so honesty. You know, if you're someone's friend, should you be honest? And then there's that saying about being brutally honest. Should you, you know, always be honest with people? Does it depend upon or matter who the person is that you're being honest with? Whether it's your family member, coworker. Your husband, your wife, your significant other, your teacher, your student, whatever. When should you keep your mouth shut? And sometimes do you have to go there? Meaning sometimes do feelings have to get hurt because some people don't get it. You know, do you risk a friendship or a relationship because you were being honest? So is there such thing as being too honest? Is there a such thing as being brutally honest? And I'd also like to know, is there a such thing as, is there a difference between truth and honesty? Is there a difference Should you tell someone, when you tell someone the truth, are you being honest with them? Hey, Brina. You know, is there a difference? You know, some people have told me in the past that there is a difference between truth and honesty, and some people have said that they are the same. I think that there is a difference, but you know, once again, hey, crazy blunt ninja, fair you shall be. So, I mean, is there a difference between telling someone the truth and being honest with them? Mama Bear Tracy, welcome. And again, I'm just going to repeat a couple of things because you guys all came in at the same time. It's like, you know, does being honest with someone, does it matter who it is? And at the same time, you know, when you're being honest with that person, you know, should you only go so far? And do some people have to go, like, do you have to go there? For some people, do you have to go there in order for them to get it? I mean, if you keep telling someone something or you keep giving them hints and they just don't get it, and then sometimes you just come out and say it, but they still don't get it or they refuse to. And I'm not saying someone says, do I look good in these jeans? Does my butt look fat or something like that? I'm talking about, you know, just being honest about something. And again, if you're asking the question, are you willing to accept the answer from someone who's going to be honest with you? Or are you that person who is just going to sugarcoat it and say, oh yeah, girl, or no, dude, hey, dude, you know, no. I mean, those are my questions. And when should you keep your mouth shut? Hey, Mary Crazy. Hey, Lou, welcome.
What's going on?
So I got a topic here that I know has a lot of variables and can go a lot of different ways.
Well, I just want to address what you said, what you asked sort of earlier is, when do you, or do you like get progressively more truthful or honest if someone doesn't get it? I've adopted a policy where I'm just going to say it and I'm going to take those consequences up front, whether good or bad, and let it be right there and then there. It took a long time to be that way, but that's where I stand. You know what I mean? And to be real with you, I'm always very truthful, right? Honest, whatever as you could say. I try not to say things that are incorrect. And I try to, you know, take accountability when I'm wrong or what I'm not. But like, there's a thing where I can be cordial because I have to be professional. I have to be cordial. I have to stifle myself. I'm not in my own house, so to speak. But if you press me, you know, I can be pushed to that limit. And there's that saying that, something I say all the time is, you know, I don't like to be that person. Don't push me there. Don't put me in the position where I have to be extra honest with you because you're just not getting it, because you're going to stop. You're not going to like me anymore. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to be surface level honest to be cool, but you keep pressing the thing. And that is across the board for me. That doesn't really matter who you are. Because that's just how I feel like it should be. I don't think that I should be less honest to anybody versus anybody else. I might withhold a lot more from somebody than somebody else, but that doesn't mean I'm dishonest with the other person.
Okay, I have to write that down because I need to go back to that. Hold on. Withholding. Okay. All right, so I can remember that. Okay, so Brina says, I thought that they were the same thing, but I thought they were too, but I looked it up, and it's truth and honesty are both important concepts that are related, but they are not the same thing. Truth refers to the state of being in accordance with fact or reality, while honesty refers to the quality of being truthful, sincere, and fair.
That makes sense. That, but it's the same concept, different directions, right? This goes in, so we were talking about this not too long ago. Well, it's been a while now on a show where we kind of disagreed about the agree to disagree with some people, right? You know what I'm saying? So like, truth and honesty are on the same path, but they're going just, they're just kind of side by side, walking hand in hand. You know what I mean? Like, you really can't have one without the other, unless it's somebody that you're not giving both to, because they, you're not giving them the whole, you're not spilling your whole, my truth, your truth, their truth, you know, the truth type of thing.
Oh, okay, but look at what Brina says. Brina says something that she says, yeah, but there's no other way. But to be honest, is that really true? Because sometimes, for me, I will be honest with you. But for some people, sometimes you can't go the honest route. Sometimes you have to go, I'm not saying being dishonest,
right.
But less than truthful. I'll put it like that.
But that's not true. But see, that is true by definition. That's true. If you tell somebody less than truthful right now, and they didn't know by definition that that's an actual statement that is right, they would tell you you're a liar, because they don't understand the definition of truth. Less than truthful means that you're not giving all the facts. It doesn't mean you're dishonest. Doesn't mean you're lying. It means that you are withholding. And I'm going to tell you something, depending on the situation I'm in, if I know that I don't want to get into a certain conversation or steer it a certain way or anything, I will withhold a lot of stuff. That doesn't mean I'm lying. Just means that I'm not telling you everything. You know, and that also actually causes a lot of problems in relationships, because they don't understand that there's a difference between not telling you everything and lying.
Okay. So crazy. I was just about to bring that up, because what I was talking about yesterday, you know, in terms of friendships, and we've talked about this on various shows about, people who say, I tell my spouse everything, or I tell them, I don't think that's true. And let's say you didn't tell your spouse something, they found out 15 years later, you know, whatever. And then they get upset. Well, you lied to me. No, I just didn't.
I didn't tell you. Yeah.
You know, I just didn't tell you. And
there's a need to know. There's need to know stuff. Like, that's how I feel about it. It's a need to know basis. And if it's not going to make any difference in anything, I might not tell somebody. But only when it's important, that's when I feel like it matters. When it's something that jeopardizes both parties, but if it doesn't, then you know what I mean? Like, how could you get mad about that? Did it affect you negatively? Okay, then that might be something.
Okay,
right?
But that negative, did it affect you because it hurt your feelings?
No, that doesn't matter. Personally, that doesn't matter to me.
I'm not saying you. I'm just saying that for some people, it's like it affects them in a negative way because their feelings got hurt. Well, I'm sorry. That doesn't count.
Now, if it affected you negatively, like some kind of financial crash or job thing or something that literally made it something harder for you to live other than your feelings getting hurt, then that's different, because then you'd be like, man, if you had told me, we could have avoided all this. But that's a different situation. There's those variables, you know what I'm saying? Like, everything is on a need to know basis, with you or from you, doesn't matter.
So going back to the second part of this is when to keep your mouth shut. Is there a time when you should keep your mouth shut?
Yeah, sometimes it's none of your business. If it's not hurting you or somebody else, leave it alone.
Okay, but what if someone asks? What if someone asks you something? Hey, shy lady, and a formal welcome to Mr. A. What if somebody asks you something?
And I know the truth to you.
Is there a time when you should be honest, or you should keep your mouth shut? Because honestly, for me, I'm this type of person. If I ask you something, it's because I really want you to tell me. I don't want you to sugarcoat anything. I want you to tell me. If it means that you hurt my feelings have been hurt many, many times. You know, whatever. You know, I get over it and that's it. You know, but for some people, can you go there with them? Even when they're asking you, can you go there with them? Because you know that if you say something to them, they're asking you, it's either going to start an argument or they're going to get butt hurt or whatever. So then do you just say to yourself, just keep your mouth shut?
Well, we've had this conversation before, but to address something you said in the beginning, darn it, I kind of lost my train of thought. I was going to say it and I forgot. Like, is there a time to keep your mouth shut? You know what I mean? Like, I'll be honest, if it's something that somebody asks me and it's about themselves, right? Nobody else said it. Not hearsay. He said, she said. I'm depending on the seriousness, I might ask you, do you want me to tell you the truth? And if you tell me yes, I'm going to give you every bit of what I would tell you. If someone tells me that they're not ready to hear that, I'll respect that.
Well, then if you're not ready to hear it, then why are you asking?
Okay, but what I'm saying is if somebody there, if you asked me something, there'd be a difference between you asking me something and then somebody else I know is going to still get hurt. I don't care if they tell me. So I'm pre-warning them, you know what I'm saying? That's what I'm telling you, that I'm trying to be nice. And if you keep on pressing me, like if you just can't let it go, and I know you're going to be hurt because I know it's going to hurt your feelings, I'm trying to avoid that, depending on who you are. So there's a whole bunch of stops there. Pause. Who is it? How much do I care? Does it really matter? Is it my business? Now, if you ask me something that somebody else said or like had somebody else involved, me personally, on that side of the fence, I would tell you, look, there is something, but you need to talk to that person because I don't want to give misinformation. I don't want to say something that's not true or how I remembered or how I took it versus how they really meant it. So like, that's the only time I would probably not tell somebody something, is if somebody else said it. I don't like he said, she said, shit. But if you ask me, but you see, I know different, right? Solid. If you ask me a question, if I asked you to tell me the truth, you know that I want the truth because you know that that's how I am anyways. Other people that want the truth don't understand what the truth really is. There's a difference.
So let me ask this, because I ask people all the time. I'll say, you know, what do you think about this? I have this idea. I was going to do this and this. And I want people to tell me what they really think. I may not take your advice. I may not go down the same road with you, but I'll listen to you because I'm asking you the question. You know,
but if somebody asks, I mean, I'm more than willing. I'm just saying there has been cases where I'm like, are you sure you want to hear this? Because you were just sobbing about it not too long ago. Now you want me to tell you. It's like, because some people ask stuff like that. And then later on, they like, oh, well, see, look at all that stuff you told me. You made me feel this type of way and all this other stuff. Like, look, you knew you asked me. You know damn well you shouldn't be asking me something you don't want a real answer to.
So are there some people when you about to say avoid the drama, whatever, are there some people that you should steer clear of? Because if you don't want to hear the truth or want me to be honest, steer clear from me. Don't ask me. Don't look my way. Don't ask me whatever.
Yeah, because I don't know how I will tell you. I don't know how to, what I'm going to ask you is, do you really want to hear this? I'm not going to reword it and be, I'm not going to like drop bombs on people. You know what I mean? But I have done that. You know what I mean? But that, like, that's why I'm saying, like, there's a pressure point. It, like, that's why I said, honestly, I've adopted the policy of just blur, just here it is. It's all right here. It's all on the table. There's no questions. You can't go back on that. This is what was said, whatever. And sometimes it works out for the best. Sometimes it doesn't work out so great. But it's never because I wasn't honest. It's because the situation involved feelings.
Okay, but Brina says, yeah, sometimes people are too sensitive to hear the truth. You have to word it in a certain way. But why? Why do I have to? Well, let me see. How can I put this so you don't get your feelings hurt?
If I have to say that to somebody, they should already know they don't want to hear it. Or if they do want to hear it.
So that's what I say, then you should steer clear of certain people. If you know how certain people are going to come out and just tell you, then if you're Mr. or Miss Sensitive, I mean, I know someone who can criticize somebody to a T and then turn around and say, I'm sensitive. You can't be.
Have you ever turned someone away, just told them, no, don't even ask me because know how you're going to react? Yeah, me too.
Yes. I have. I'm like, don't ask me, but nope. Don't. Because it's going to go in a whole different direction and I'm not going there with you.
No, I really need to know. And you're going to tell me the truth. And I know that. Honestly, I told them, I'm like, no. I'll never.
I don't want to know the question.
Right? They become surface level, cordial people to me. Because once I realize that you are going to you want to play victim all the time to everything and you want to complain all the time, but I can't do that. I can't. I literally cannot handle that because you can only lead a horse to water. You can't make it drink anything.
Well, Brina says, just saying some people can't handle things. I totally get it. Lou says, if you're on eggshells, you're already not being honest to yourself. I agree with that. Blunt says, That's when you do your best to avoid them. Mm-hmm. And Brina says, right, I don't want to be friends with anyone that can't tell me the truth and vice versa. There's no point in feeling you have to tiptoe all the time. And the people that, I mean, I have backed away from people that I have to tiptoe around, and I have actually told people, I don't know what to say to you. You know, and then they're like, well, what do you mean you don't know? I mean, I don't know what to say to you because if I say this is wrong, so therefore I just, you know what? Just hi, bye, and that's it. Because we cannot have a honest, you know, talk or whatever.
But then it gets upset because we can't talk anymore. And I'm like, look, you can't have it both ways. You can't have me feed you all this and then you shit it out, you know, excuse my language, you put it back on me like that, you know, like, because I'm not going to do that. Like, you making me sound like just pointless. That's like they call people assholes. You know what I'm saying? Like, stop asking me stuff because I keep telling you stuff and you're not doing anything with it. All you're doing is coming back with BS. And then they're like, oh, that's so mean. And you're supposed to be my friend. And there's that. You're supposed to be my friend.
You're supposed to be my friend thing is one thing that bugs the hell out of me.
Yeah. What's up, Vinny?
You know, because honestly, anyone who is my friend, I've never had to say that to. And they've never had to say it to me.
That's right.
You know, but so do you think that, let's say you're at work. Your boss asked you something. And you know damn good well your boss is wrong. You know damn good well your boss is like just an asshole. Whatever. And they ask you a question. Is that when you keep your mouth shut?
Depends on the question.
Do you think that I'm a good boss?
I actually wouldn't have a problem offering the truth in a professional manner. And I've done it on more than one occasion.
Okay.
Because you don't have to criticize somebody when they ask you that question. You can really deliver it in a sense of that they're not going to be offended, because obviously if they are, that's going to cause problems for you anyways. But I'm not going to sit there and praise somebody that I'm not going to praise. I'm not going to go down a whole list. Like, let me sit there for 30 minutes telling you how shitty or how crappy you are, you know, but let me, you know, you would hope that they would approach it with, you know, is there anything I can improve on versus saying how good of a boss am I? Because it feels like they're fishing for compliments. If I feel like someone's fishing for compliments, I'm not going to give them that. I'm just going to be like, yeah, you know, I mean, that you could be a surface level. You do your job. I mean, it's not wrong, But it's not overly, I'm not praising or condemning in that. You know what I mean? Like, the wording on that would be a little weird, but I would answer it depending. It depends. But I have told some bosses that I had some rapport with, you know, I was like, hey, don't ask me the question if you don't want the answers. You know what I mean? And I've had some repercussions due to it, you know, but hey, it is what it is.
But it still goes back to, see, I think for anything, if you ask someone a question, and if you're expecting an honest, I mean, I can give you a bullshit answer, but if you're expecting an honest answer, or if I give you an honest answer, then you should be able to accept it. You should be mature enough to accept it. You shouldn't get, you know, all butthurt and pissy and upset with somebody because you don't like their answer. Right. You know, if you ask someone a question, then that question is out there. And,
right.
You know, you have to be willing to, or not even willing. I mean, it's like you ask the question, the answer's coming.
You that's know, why so, people that so, are publicly, they're like, oh, well, I'm open. All this criticism. Yeah, you put yourself out there, and that's, you have to be welcoming all sides. You just have to know what's BS and what doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where it's coming from or whatnot. So,
but again, it's like, you know, like we were saying, you know, sometimes you just keep your mouth shut. Sometimes you're just like, yeah. Nope. I'm not going there. I'm not doing it. Nope.
Mm-mm. Yeah, because it's not my circus, so I'm good. It's not affecting anything. So if you can walk away because it doesn't affect you and it's not hurting nobody, it's not hurting you, nobody else, or whatever, and it's not, you know, sometimes you should just let it ride. You don't have to respond to everything. It's just not necessary.
No.
You're lying. You're just not talking. You're not giving it any energy. That's all.
No. But at the same time, I, you know, with a lot of people, and with some people that I just meet, whatever. I've even said it on this show many times. You ask me a question, I'm going to give you an answer. I'm not going to bullshit you or anything. I'm just going to tell you what I, you know, and, you know, I don't debate with people. I don't like to argue with people because for me, it's a waste of my time. So again, if me being honest is going to hurt your feelings, sorry, that's you. So Crucible, welcome.
Hi, Solid. Hi, Crazy. Yeah, in the example that you guys were talking about with my good boss, Crazy made a good point. A lot of people are fishing for compliments. But the other thing that I think comes into play as far as honesty hurting feelings, I mean, there is an old saying that goes something like the truth hurts. And I think the reason that it hurts for a lot of people, I would include myself in that category, is on some level, I don't care who we are, and if you deny it, you're probably not being truthful. On some level, we all have insecurities. We're all aware of areas where we need to be better, where we wish we were better, that we beat ourselves up about, and sometimes we intentionally or unintentionally go out of our way to see if those insecurities are valid.
Yeah.
So we test people, and we ask, well, what do you think about this? What do you think about this? And it could be a fishing for compliment exercise, but it could also be a validation exercise. In other words, I'm concerned about this area. I don't like to talk about it because it makes me look weak. So when somebody hits home, you know, it kind of like you really, you know, hit a nerve. It's because you're tapping into something you already suspect is true. You're hoping it's not. So maybe you'll get a different answer. But a lot of times we get the answer we suspected, we just didn't want it, so our feelings are hurt. I don't know if that makes any sense or not, but
perfect.
But that's where I say if you're going to get that answer to me, you're talking to me. I'm not speaking to anyone else. Don't ask me that question because if you're going to get that answer, then you're going to get your feelings hurt. You're going to get butt hurt. Do not ask me because if I ask you a question, whether my feelings are going to get hurt or not, I'm asking you the question. I want the honest answer. But if you're asking me and I tell you and your feelings are going to get hurt and then you're going to, you know, possibly get pissy and mad at me. That's on you. So don't ask the question to me if you truly don't want the answer. If you are really fishing, or you're fishing and looking for an answer, don't come fish in my pond, because I'm going to tell you the truth.
And that's the thing, though. The one thing about it is you're right, Crucible, 100% on that. Sometimes it is because of insecurities and we're looking for a validation, and I'm guilty as charged, you know what I'm saying? So, but if you're going to ask the question, you have to be able to be willing to take the answer, because 9 times out of 10, it may be something, because I've had people tell me stuff about myself. And of course it worked my nerve, and I was like, oh, okay. So I need to look internally as to why that offended me or whatever. And that some of it was true. You know, some of it had to change. That's how we do change. You know what I'm saying? But that's when you tell somebody.
You can't be upset if someone,
if you ask the question, you shouldn't be upset at the answer.
That's the only thing that I'm talking about.
If someone's telling you the truth, they're telling you the truth. Look, a lot of times I'll just say it. I'm like, look, I'm just going to be real honest with you. The blah, 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 you know, whatever it is. And then, you know, like I said, I know people that have been like, I'm not going to get mad. But even though they said that and they walked out, you know, I can tell when somebody doesn't like me or is mad at me or has a problem with me. I can tell every time, no matter what. So that's why I tell people, I was like, and if you think I'm going to kiss your butt to try to get you back over here because you got your feelings hurt over something that you brought up, absolutely not. We won't talk, because I'm not going to chase. I don't chase people around. But that's why I don't have a big circle. I have a small circle, because I don't have a filter per se, but I do on some level.
Okay, so Lou says, I had someone make me lie for them on this platform and I hated it, made me change who I am. Lou, I'm just going to come out and say it. No one can make you lie for them. They can ask you to say something or make you or ask you to do this. But when you say someone made me, I mean, unless they're sticking a gun in your face, or, you know, they're about to kill your child or your dog or whatever. But, you know, just for
Yeah, lying is exhausting, dude. You can't. That's why? That's just time that I don't have. And I'm not going to lie for people's feelings. I'm not going to overshare, but I'm not going to, like, I'm not going to hold back if you ask. Like, that's the difference of, you know, see something, say something, you know, if it's hurting somebody or whatever, but there's a lot of stuff that's not your business. I don't care how your ethics feel about it, or your moralities or whatever it is. But if you ask me point blank and I tell you and you get your feelings hurt, that is 100% your problem and not mine. That is a you problem.
And that is what, and that is all I am saying, that if you ask and you get your feelings hurt, that is on you, because it can, you know, because it can be an exhausting thing. There are a lot of things that are exhausting, you know, that people do. So, I mean, crazy lady, welcome.
Good afternoon, everyone. I was going to say, yeah, I would say, if I know it's going to hurt their feelings, I say, are you sure you want me to tell you my opinion?
But you know, and what, crazy lady, but then again, still, do you still have to go through, are you sure? Are you sure? I mean,
well,
that's just the way you say it.
Well, yeah, it is.
Some people, you know, it's like I was saying, it depends on the situation. I've said it a couple times because I'm like, look, you like me right now, but if I tell you this, you're not going to like me. So your choice. No, you know, I don't say all that, but I'm thinking in my head, yeah. I'm just gonna let me confirm. Let me confirm what you're asking me and what I'm about to tell you. Because if you say that to somebody and they don't right away pick up that's not gonna be good news, and then go, you know what? Maybe not. Maybe I don't want to hear that right now. Later. You know what I mean? Then that's also, you know what I mean? So I don't say it often, but I will on occasion. Somebody will ask me something. I'm like, you sure you want me to answer that question?
Crazy lady, I'm going to go back to you. I apologize for interrupting. Go on.
Not at all. It's all good. Because I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what I do. It's like, I don't know. But yeah, if I ask someone's opinion, I want an honest answer. Don't pull smoke up my butt.
And the smoke thing. And another thing, you can't be sensitive and be critical at the same time. You can't criticize people that all of a sudden you're sensitive. You know, because if you're sensitive, then don't criticize. Don't say, you know, I don't know.
Don't throw rocks when you live in a glass house, yo.
Well, I mean, and we all live in a glass house. We all do. We all do.
I'm so, not sensitive. I'm hard. I'm too hard to be sensitive.
You know, so right. I mean, you know, again, you know, my feelings have been hurt many, many times, you know, but at the same time, it's like, you know, you toughen up, you shake it off, whatever. But, you know, you have conversations with people. I mean, I talk to various people about a lot of various different things. And it's like some people you can go there with, some people you can't, you know, and, you know, I, you know, it's like the people that I can't, okay, they're over there. And the people that I can, we have some really good talks, you know. So, but again, it's like, when do you keep your mouth shut? For me, like we said earlier, I keep my mouth shut when I know that, nope, it's going to go here. I'm not going there. Nope, keep my mouth shut. I'll see you later.
And do you say, well, look, and like I said, have you ever, well, you already said, I've turned people away. I really, honestly, it's weird to tell somebody, listen, I'm not answering that question because I already know the outcome. And then they get mad because you say that to them. Oh, well, I see how you feel. Yeah, that's exactly how I feel.
Yeah, I mean, you already know that the outcome is going to be, and you know, it's going to be a negative outcome. So don't ask me the question. Just don't, you know. So you know. So again, I want to go back to the truth and honesty thing, and I'm going to read this again for the people who came in and didn't hear it the first time. We were talking about truth and honesty the same. No, truth and honesty are both important concepts that are related. They are not the same. Truth refers to the state of being in accordance with fact or reality, while honesty refers to the quality of being truthful, sincere, and fair. So,
it really makes sense. I mean, facts, and because remember, we talked about this, our truth versus the truth versus being honest, and there's a difference, and you use those terminology in different ways for different reasons, and but they all lead down the same path. That all means that doesn't mean that you're oversharing, doesn't mean but you can also be withholding, because that's not lying. You know, we talked about that. Mm-hmm. Because I know that I stifle my level depending on the audience or the person I'm talking to, or if they're paying attention or whatever. Yeah, I mean, there's a different level, right? It's not that it's not truthful. It's not, it's just not all facts, or it's opinions, or it's what we believe or our truth or our opinions, right?
Okay.
But there's also more than one way to skin the honest feedback cat. Mm-hmm. And it depends a lot of times on how we deliver the feedback. If it's very critical, as opposed to critical and constructive, people are going to hear something different. Maybe they're not hearing what we're saying because our tone is such that, or we're being harsh. We're not using any tact. So if the goal is to simply criticize or tear down, there's certainly a way to do that. If the goal is to kind of rehabilitate or be constructive with the feedback and do it in a way that people are open to listening to it and actually thinking about it instead of reacting, F you, what do you know? You know what you're talking about. You never liked me, that kind of thing. So I think style points do matter. It depends on who you're talking to. Everybody receives bad news differently. But if it's done in an uplifting, honest, and positive kind of way, but here's how you can fix it, or here's what you do well, that makes a huge difference in whether somebody determines they're going to accept it or reject it, I think.
Well, style does matter, but style goes both ways. If like I said, if somebody asks you a question and you give them an answer and they don't like the answer, and then they start, you know, yelling, whatever, you know, I mean, tone, you're right, tone, you know, so it's like, you know, again, and if you, you know, keep encountering those people, then just don't talk to those people, just kind of back away. I mean, you know, because again, it's like, it goes both ways.
Yep, it does. And that's perfectly said. There is a way to deliver stuff. That's why earlier we were talking about being professional about, you know, how you deliver. And when someone asks you, especially if they ask you a question like that from a higher up, or especially like one that you just don't get along with, and they ask you stuff like that, like, are you trying to set me up? You know, so, you know, like, I don't know, recording it or something, trying to get, you know, whatever the case may be, you know, or they're insecure about it. Maybe they're trying to be a better boss. But you're already jaded at the fact of the way that they've handled stuff. So now you deliver the news of them being terrible in a way where you're criticizing instead of saying, look, this is this way, but offering, look, if it was this way, or maybe if you change this, or maybe if this, you know, whenever I come with a problem, if I'm going to deliver a problem, I'm going to deliver a solution with it. Or what I'll be like, look, this is what I think, you know, roll that around in your head. Think about it. You know, like, that's just take it or leave it, you know. But again, don't ask the question if it's going to be but in a professional sense, in a personal sense, that's going to be two different things. Professionally, you got to watch yourself. You never know when somebody is listening, or in a personal, I guess, but.
Well, see, I mean, and I'm being honest. And again, you know, if you're asking me a question, if you think I'm going to be too harsh, or my tone's going to be this, don't ask me the question, because I guarantee you, I mean, there are some people I just don't ask stuff to, you know, I'm not
going to ask. Some people take our tone too.
Right. You know, but there are other people who, you know, I can, you know, ask them all day long in all kinds of different ways. You know, what do you think about this? Or, you know, do you think that I was wrong, wrong about this? And I'm going to share something, since Shy Lady is up here. I'm not going to go into detail, but I called her a couple months ago, and I said, I was in this particular space, and I said this to these particular people, and they took it this way. And as Shy Lady always does with me, she always listens, and then she takes a breath. She goes, okay. So then she will tell me exactly what I did wrong in this particular case. I was absolutely wrong. I was wrong. And she laid it out to me, you know, whatever. And she was honest, you know, and it was like, oh, okay. You know, but you know, she's one of the people that I can go to and say, okay, I got this problem with this, you know, this is what I said, or this is what I did. Sometimes she agrees with me, sometimes she doesn't. And when she doesn't, she lets me know. And it's like, okay, I don't get, my feelings aren't hurt, whatever, because usually I already know that I screwed up, I effed up, whatever. But again, I'm asking the question. You got to be willing to accept the answer. So
that leads to what Crucible said. You were kind of feeling like, you know, and you even said it, you were like, well, I have those, you know what I'm saying?
I would not say that to everyone. I would not.
Absolutely.
That is what I'm saying, because you go to other people and it's an argument. You go to other people. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. But I know that, I mean, and again, you know, we've been friends for so long, but, you know, she can be brutally honest with me, and she's been brutally honest with me, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, I mean, oh, okay.
You know, well, I mean, Isn't that?
And you're right, you know, shy lady. We don't bullshit each other. We don't, and we accept what it is. I mean, we just say what we have to say.
Mm-hmm. Well, that also goes, don't you think, guys, to the source of the honest feedback that we're getting. Now, you made a good point, Solid. If you were to hear that same feedback from somebody else that you had a different relationship with, you might have reacted differently. Because you have so much respect for Shy Lady and you guys go back so far, you trust her. She wouldn't do you wrong. You know what she's going to tell you is going to be in your best interest and for your own good. And you've experienced that and you trust it. So you're predisposed to her advice and her feedback because of where it's coming from. Another person who you don't know as well or maybe don't have as much of a history with could give the very same advice and feedback, and because of your lack of relationship or lack of trust, for lack of a better phrase, you're not quite as embracing of that advice because the source is different. I mean, that varies as well.
I'm going to say this. It's not the lack of trust. It's what Shy Lady said, and I have said it many, many times. It's lack of respect. It's lack of respect.
Yeah, because that was the word I was looking for. Thank you. It's not trust, it's respect.
If you know that certain people are going to come at you at a certain way, then then it's like, why am I even? I mean, I already know that it's going to turn into an argument. It's going to turn into this, whatever it is. And again, it is respect. I mean, you know, I don't sugarcoat stuff for her. She doesn't sugarcoat stuff for me. I mean, we can get brutal with each other. And it's like we still have that level of respect. I'm not getting butt hurt because she said this. We don't do that. And there are other people that I have the same relationship with. For me, I'm only speaking for myself. It comes down to respect. And I know that I don't get respect from other people when I try to, whenever people tell me something, no matter what it is, if I disagree with them or whatever, I will always respect their opinion. But I don't get that same feedback from everybody. Sometimes I'll say something, they'll ask me a question, and they'll yell at me because they don't like my, they don't like my answer. But I have always given people the respect to at least, you know, okay, that's what you think. Okay, fine. Because it's not my place to sit up here and argue with you because you don't like my opinion or I don't like what you say. So some people I go to with problems. Some people it's like, hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm good. So. Anybody got something to say? Hey, Juju.
No, that was the word I was actually looking for. Respect is a much more accurate way to frame that. It's not a matter, that's why I was struggling with the word trust because it didn't quite fit. But yeah, you have respect for somebody because they've given you advice before. You trust, you believe in the quality of it and they know they have your best interest. That's where respect comes from. And I personally don't have enough people like that in my life because they're invaluable. They'll tell you the emperor has no clothes in a way that other people can't. Like I said earlier, the source of the information matters. And when you it's coming from somebody you respect, you hear it differently.
Respect is it.
Or not necessarily from people that you respect. That what I'm talking about is it goes both ways. They have to respect you too. And if there's not a mutual respect there, if they're going to, you know, jump down your throat every time you say something, there has to be a respect goes two ways, not just someone I respect, but they respect me too. So, and I give that, and what I'm saying, I also give to Juju. We've had conversations and the mutual respect is there. I'm sorry, crazy.
No, it's fine. Respect is everything. That's it. Because everything is encompassed under respect. Everything. Because if you respect somebody, you are everything. Loyal, you are truthful, you are honest, you are all of that, right? So that's why that's number one for me. And that's why if I'm disrespected, like people are like, oh, it's just this or it's just jokes. No, because if I told you I don't like it, it's disrespectful to keep doing it, period. It doesn't matter if you're, it's me. Oh, okay. And I don't disrespect you like that. But that also goes with honesty and truthfulness. If you respect somebody or they respect you, they're going to respect you if they ask you, or they're going to respect that they know you're going to give that answer and don't ask you if they think they're going to get their feelings hurt. Same difference.
So, and that's when I say, that's when for some people, whatever, you just keep your mouth shut. You just don't say anything, mm-hmm. you know, just don't go there because you know how it's going to turn out, you know? So, I can't remember who I welcomed and I apologize if I didn't put welcome in the thing while we were talking. Welcome, Mr. A, Juju, Shorty, Crazy Later, Power Girl, Shack Lady. Oh, those are everybody that's on my first page. So, but anyway, so anybody else have anything to say? Crazy Lady, Crucible, Crazy. You got anything else to say?
No, it's already been said. I'm not going to beat that dead horse.
Juju says, did your parents teach you to respect your elders? Mine did. My parents taught me to respect my elders up to a point. If they're disrespecting you back, then no.
Yeah, it's still earned. No. There's still a earned.
Yeah.
A factor there. You know, I'm going to give you the benefit of the doubt if you're a little bit older, you know what I mean? I'm going to give you probably a little more benefit of the doubt, but you can turn that quickly. I don't care about somebody's age. You're not going to disrespect me, period.
But now you guys bring up an interesting point. What is the dynamic like? Let's just say when a younger person is maybe giving advice to an older person and the older person is not maybe saying it out loud, but in their own head, they're being dismissive. Like, well, where do you get off? Even that person may have a good point. They may giving some, maybe giving some very good feedback, but because there's an age difference or an experience difference, and I don't want to call it a lack of respect, but it's a lack of appreciation for what that person has done for them to be giving you that kind of advice. In other words, I'm older than you, so you couldn't possibly be giving me advice. Those things come into play sometimes too.
But if you're thinking it, then how do I know that you're thinking it? And I have said before that younger people sometimes know a lot more than older ones, whatever. But if you're being dismissive in your head and I don't know it, that's not hurting me. I don't care.
No, but you're also not accepting. No, you're not. It's not hurting the other person, but the person receiving the news is not accepting it. They're not planning to act on it. They're not planning to incorporate it.
But if they're not accepting it, okay, so they don't. I mean,
right?
You know, I mean, okay, you don't want to accept them.
Yeah, that's on them. I agree.
You know, so you know, I mean, they're, you know, when Juju, I'm assuming when you say respect your elders, I'm thinking that we should defer to them. That, well, you know, even though they are yelling at you or something, you know, you should respect them. My parents always taught me that, yes, respect your elders, but if they're not, for anybody, elders or anybody, if they're not respecting you back, then they don't get that level of respect. If you're in someone else's house, do your best to keep your mouth shut. If they're in your house, do your best to, you know, then you know, treat your guests with respect. But except for other people's kids, if your kids come into my house, I am going to discipline them because they're in my house, whether you like it or not. I will discipline your kids. But and I do, when you come into my house and whatever, I do demand respect, because I will give you respect in return. Sometimes it's hard, but and if I can't do that, then I will ask you to leave. Lou says, when you say younger, what age exactly? Because we live in the softest generation ever in human history. I mean, Lou, I mean, there are sometimes when younger, I mean, I have been corrected, and I kid you not, I have been corrected by a 10-year-old. They're like, nope, that's not right, because you said this or whatever. They were absolutely right. So, you know, I'm just saying, if someone's right, then they're right. Does the age really matter? Does the age really matter? I mean, does the generation really matter? I mean, if someone's right, they're right.
Not if it's facts. Opinions, no, but facts, it doesn't matter. And who cares? Facts a fact. If it's a fact and you can prove it, it's a fact. I don't care who told you. And that's one thing that we all, me struggled with. And I think that's what led me to down the line of destruction early on, is because I thought I knew everything. You know what I mean? So, like, I wasn't learning anything, and I wasn't willing to learn. Didn't matter who told me. Unless it was, you know, I mean, I wasn't disrespectful to people like that, and I was an asshole. I just didn't listen. I would let people talk, and it would kind of go in one ear and out the other. Okay. So, you know, but then I had, like I said, I learned a lot of things the hard way early on in life. So while I feel I'm well seasoned for my age, you know, I think I was well seasoned early on, because that's just how I had to grow up. So, I mean, honestly, there's still kids that have to grow up like that, and they're smart. There's smart kids out there, and there's kids that look up stuff, and there's the same. It's just that there may be a lot more publicly soft generation, right? But there still are kids that aren't those kids. Those kids are online. The kids that are not soft are not, because they're grinding and hustling, and, you know, because they're already having to be grown up in their teenage years. So, like, that's the difference, is we just see all this crap online, you know. I mean, we just don't see the backbone. It's just, unfortunately, there's probably a whole lot less as the generations go on.
Let's see. Shatia, welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Thank you for the invitation. Thank you so much. I wanted to touch bases a little bit, because I work with the youth. Right now, I am in the midst of creating my own nonprofit organization that deals with a youth from age 3 to about 18. What I've noticed, and I did put it in the chat, and what I noticed, the first thing is, of course, they can be a lot. They can be a handful. The disrespect sometimes can be a little bit overwhelming and overbearing. However, the first thing that I like to do is to bring it back and say, well, I'm not your parent. I am your mentor. You know, so now putting that first allows me to be able to talk to them just a little bit differently, because our approach is everything. Regardless if we're grown, if we're seniors, if we're children, our approach is everything. And remember, we were young ones too. And if somebody came off, even if we were being disrespectful, but we're children, you know, so children sometimes don't know that they're being disrespectful. Or if they do, they really don't care, because they're kids. But it's our job to know and say, well, listen, you know, this is not how we do things. You know, let's try to find some type of common ground, and then work with them through that. So it does take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but definitely making sure that we're not chastising them, and we're not saying, hey, well, listen, you know, you're a child, don't be disrespectful. Da, 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 da. You know, it can be a lot, because at the end of the day, we don't know what goes on inside the homes and what they're even being influenced to. So it does take a lot in order for us to, like, really get some ground with these kids, I would say. Hold some ground with them.
I agree with you up to a certain point, because I think that if you grow up in a household where you're not taught manners, then that matters. But I do believe that younger or older, you know the difference between right and wrong, and you know when you're being disrespectful to people. And I understand what you say about not yelling, screaming, whatever. Lou said something. He said, yes, but kids' opinions never mattered when I was growing up. My opinions matter in my household. You know, my mother and father may have had the last word, but our opinions mattered, and they always made sure that they mattered because they always wanted to make my sister and I know that we mattered. So I do believe that, you know, children's opinions matter and what they think and what they say. But again, I say, if your child is in my house, I'm going to discipline your child. If you don't want me to discipline your child in my house, don't bring him around. But see, but that doesn't matter anyway, because I don't allow children in my house. So, you know, so
anyway. I think you hit the key. I think the key word here is the morals and values that we used to have. That stopped about three generations ago. You know what I'm saying? So today, the outlook and even parenting is completely different, although there's no rules. It's completely different than what it was when I was growing up.
Well, I don't want to get in you going into a whole different new show. So you going to a whole different new show. And I try my best to keep my shows at an hour, but I'd be more than happy to do a show with parenting and blah blah blah, you know, whatever. That's a whole different show. But I am but I am going to ask everybody, do they want to give a last word? So Shatia, I'll start with you. Do you have any last words that you want to leave before we end?
Everybody, the only thing that I can say to this is that if we want to be the change that we see, we must be that change that we see. And that's what I can take away from that.
Okay, and this is your first time coming up on my panel and in my show, I do believe, and thank you.
Yes, yes.
Crucible, you have any last words? And Shati, I'm just going to put you on mute.
Yeah, this was a really good topic, Solid. I mean, I think honest feedback is important to all of us, whether we're giving it or whether we're getting it. But as I said earlier, the tone and the source have a great influence on how that is received. So we always have to keep those things in mind. But a very interesting topic.
Okay, Mayor Crazy.
Well, I believe in treat people how you want to be treated first. And then, you know, after that, people filter, you know, depending on whatever. But at least have respect in other people, but have enough respect in yourself to just be honest, straight up, forward, and that stuff, because you're gonna draw the respectful people to you when you put that out there.
Okay, well, Crazy, why did you have to say why did you have to say treat people how you want to be treated?
I said first, addendum first.
No, because I'm just going to say tomorrow's show. Tomorrow's show.
But it won't be first.
And, you know, Shorty's going to be here. And tomorrow is my, you know, we have an open talk. You know, we can talk about anything while being respectful. But, and Shorty can't pop up because I turned off the calling button. So y'all come tomorrow, because I don't have a topic, but Shorty, like Crazy said, treat people the way you want to be treated. Anyway, I'm going to leave y'all with, I think I just erased all of my music. Hold on.
Oh, no.
Hold on. Let me see if I can do this again real quick. I'm going to leave y'all with a little bit of John Lennon. This is actually one of my favorite songs by him. Uh, Okay. Yeah, I think I did erase a lot of my music, but anyway. Okay. So I'm going to clear the panel, and this is John Lennon. Give me some truth and listen to the, I'm clearing the panel, everyone. So I am disconnecting everyone off. Give me some truth and listen to the lyrics. Listen to the lyrics. A lot of people may not know this song, but some of you may. And to Crazy Lady, Shatia Crucible, Mayor Crazy, thank you for popping up on the panel.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
All I want is the truth. So, all right, everybody. So, I am going to post tomorrow's show on the, I'm going to post it. but I will say, well, no, I'm just going to post it. And if y'all come, y'all come. but the outro music is dedicated to Shorty. And Shorty, in all seriousness, I do hope that you are safe. And everything is well with you and your family. So, but on that note, y'all, I will see you tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your day or evening. Bye.